a masterpiece. Yeah. Baby, you got a masterpiece. Masterpiece, masterpiece. And it means the world to me. Your love is a masterpiece. Yeah. It thrills me to the bone, the way you
told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that an away for a man to carry on? Think you want this little love one gone? I try to tell you I love you, baby. I love you. I love you more than you'll ever know. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I love you, I love you, I love you, baby.
Face yourself and you must say, I remember better days. Don't you cry, 'cause she is gone. She is only moving on, chasing mirrors through a haze.
Thank you. And welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome.
101.5
UMFM.
Hello, Captain Dan.
Hello, Penny Lane.
How are you?
I am great.
Do you feel weird not really knowing what I'm playing on the show?
You bet.
I did the show set list.
Yes, you did.
Go me. Go me. And it's a weird one.
Yes.
And it's very, not weird as in like the music's weird, just the like flow is weird.
Yeah, the whole vibe of it is just...
Because this set list happened over like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
For me, because I've been busy. I'm always busy, god damn
you
it.
Are.
But so the vibe started like one way, and then I heard this song maybe the week after, and then I kind of got into this stuff. So it's a little...
All over the place.
Weird, yeah. But I think it's going to work.
It sounds so far like it's working.
Right? There's like a soul-y kind of bluesy vibe so far. Started off with Clarence Reed with a great song, Masterpiece.
Yes.
After that, Al Kooper, who just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Amazing guy. I didn't know a lot about him.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot about him either until I watched the special it was on.
Yeah. And I mean, I know some of the songs he's done because I'm like, oh, yeah, like this song I've loved for a long time. It's I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know. But you're right. I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
So I was just doing some quick reading, and prolific studio musician. Appeared on Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Yeah.
Like a Rolling Stone for Bob Dylan. What was it? Produced and recorded all the first three Leonard Skinner albums. But a really talented dude.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to be digging into more Al Kooper because that song is so good.
That song is really
cool. I like your analogy. You're like, you know that meme? The James Brown meme that's been going around?
Yeah,
where he's like...
Coming up all sweaty and just, you know.
That's the vibe of that song. But so good.
Yeah.
And then finished off with Graham Nash. Better Days.
As in the Crosby, Stills, Nash?
I heard this song. I can't remember where. It must have been on a show or somewhere because it was on my... what do you call it? Where you
Discover Weekly?
No. That thing that tells you what song's playing. Shazam.
That's it.
Yeah. It was on that. I took a screenshot of. Like, I must have Shazammed it.
Yeah.
And it came up, and I took a screenshot of the name and title because I was like, what the hell is this? It's great. Yeah. Graham Nash.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is a weird one.
Yes.
I'm going to just preface. It's going to get weird now. So... I've fallen in love with this artist called Aiki
Riko.
She's a Japanese singer from, I guess, the 60s or 70s, but mostly known for
porn.
Thanks. I was trying to think of a nice way to say it, but you just come out and say it. But it's true. Like, she was an adult star. And this album has her nude on the cover. And if you're lucky enough to find an original, it's like $1,000.
Good luck with that.
But the reissue is now on for sale.
Yeah.
Or pre-order. And it's like $100 still. And I'm like,
damn.
It's so good that I'm kind of like.
Like, you spend $100 on a nude porn star Japanese singer? Or you spend $100 on Andre 3000's flute?
Right? Flute jazz foyer into who knows what. Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. Anyway, I'm going to let you all discover her greatness.
Yes.
This is a song called Angel.
Angel.
Which you sure ain't.
No.
この言葉にこうしているのはやっとの私それでも笑って話せというのとてもそれはできないわ 愛はあまりにも私を傷つけた。とても天使になれないわ。泣いて泣き疲れて眠るまで。
blue. Felice di stare lassù. E volavo, volavo felice, pilota del sole ancora più su. Mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
Was a boat, could you steer that sailor? I can feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer.
Old school, I like.
Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
Who's what I need? Just cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
I mean, exhale, my exes. Baby, 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 would you?
Could you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it.
Ooh, when I see the sunrise of you, make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all worth it,
worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh, worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it.
Self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
Worth it,
worth it, worth it, ooh. When I see the sunrise, you make it that much better.
We love our TikTok.
Yep.
It's like the best time suck and yes. mood enhancer. I was looking through TikTok the other day, and a video came up of this woman on Jimmy Fallon singing with like a part orchestra, I would say. And it was like Amy Winehouse vibes. Like, I wasn't really paying attention. I was like, who the heck is this? Ray. I expect good things.
Yeah.
Based on, like, I was listening to this album. It's called My 21st Century Blues. It's great.
It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It's this, like, sorry, I'm, like, choking. It's like this weird funk soul kind of. It's like if the Gorillaz were soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check her out. R-A-Y-E. Ray. I'm smitten. I'm probably going to buy this album. It's like $35 right now on Amazon.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just saying. before that, Yukihiro
Takahashi.
Thank you.
With Volare.
Right? We were driving home from a store, and that just came on randomly on a playlist, and we were both just like, what the frick
Japanese
are we listening to it?
Singing an Italian song.
Italian song. But it's like, it's so cheesy, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to put that on there. Barbara and Ernie with a cover of Somebody to Love. And then our risque lady, Aiki Riko with Angel.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's Black Friday.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow. But some places online are starting the Black Friday deals today.
Yep.
Like Amazon.
Yes.
I may have bought a few Christmas gifts and a couple of things for myself, including a James Bond 3 LP set. So I'm very happy.
Yay.
But there are some really nice deals right now on if you're a vinyl person.
Yes.
And you know, have no soul and feel no guilt using Amazon.
Yeah.
check it out. Great deal in the city here, though, on vinyl. If you head down to Vintage Vinyl.
Yep.
Which is in the Village.
Yes.
Amazing store. Fantastic collection, things from like $1 to $2 to add like 30 onto that.
Yeah.
Having a big sale.
Yes.
25% off.
Damn.
I know. I'm also off work for most of tomorrow, so I might be popping in.
And you know what else is tomorrow?
What else is tomorrow, babe?
Record Store Day, Black Friday.
It is. You know what? We didn't really look into it too much, did we?
I think it's on a Friday, and it's just like we're working, so it's like we can't really.
And I know we skimmed the list, both of us, and nothing jumped out at me.
The only thing that jumped out at me was the Beach Boys Christmas album, and
that was
it.
That was it.
Yeah.
But that is going on, so if you are into the Record Store Day thing, which we usually are, since this list didn't really do it for me, Argies is one of the great places to go, Into the Music.
Into the Music. Planet of Sound
and Winnipeg Record and Tape Co. Those are kind of the places in the city that deal with new vinyl.
Yeah,
vintage vinyl
deals with vintage.
Isn't that funny? We were watching. Every year or two, I always pull out High Fidelity to watch.
Yeah,
and we were watching it, and they were talking about this album I got at Vintage Vinyl, and I was like, "That's where he got the name." I knew it was from something, but. Couldn't pull it out of my hat. So lots of great deals on vinyl.
Yes.
So if you're thinking of...
If you're thinking of vinyl records...
It's a good time.
And you know, two DJs that like records...
Like us.
You know, we're size 12, you know, so it's...
We're size 12. We got this fancy new turntable. We have to use it. Yeah, we picked up a new turntable. So upgraded the setup, as they say. Sounds so good.
Yeah.
It looks pretty.
It looks very pretty.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice, but have no fear.
Have no fear.
The old Stanton, which matches the ones in the station here.
Yep. It's still around.
The house. It just needs some tweaking.
Yeah.
But so what else is going on, Daniel? You usually have your finger on the pulse.
Christmas lights at the zoo is
this
weekend.
Kicking off. Yeah.
Stuff is happening everywhere.
We just don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is. All I know is the Thanksgiving Day parade was today down in the U.S.
That's right.
One of the balloons popped its hat.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
When are they going to stop? There's always like an issue.
The thing is, the balloon was too low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hit something?
It hit a tree and it
just.
Yeah.
It's like the Hindenburg all over again.
Yeah. It was all the humanity.
All the humanity. To be fair, I'd like to go see it one day.
Yeah,
it'd be
kind of
cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's to our listeners down
south.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
This means it's on. After this,
it's straight up Christmas.
Just freaking downhill till Christmas. We were talking today how it's hard to feel festive right now because usually we're like knee deep in snow right now.
Yeah, and 2 days ago it was plus 11.
Yeah, and we have no snow on the ground. It's cold.
Yeah.
Like it's starting to get cold
again. It's starting to get cold. You can tell even the river is starting to ice up now.
Well, you were trying to like bang a stick in her yard and her yard's frozen. It's not going to happen. But there's no snow.
Yeah.
It's really
kind
of bizarre.
Yeah.
Like sometimes our first snow usually comes end of October, beginning of November. But by mid-November, we're in it.
Yeah.
Like it's staying and it's substantial.
Yes.
There's nothing.
Not a thing.
I'm all for global warming. I'm just saying. No, I'm not. I'm not. I don't know. What else is kind of...
All I know is next Friday's first Friday.
Oh,
but not much
God.
Happening this weekend, though.
I think it's because Christmas is so close, right?
Yeah.
It's like a month away.
The Christmas markets are all going right now, so...
That's right.
Yeah. Check out online for where your nearest market is. Buy local.
We got to go Christmas shopping soon, eh?
Yeah.
We've started.
We have.
We got two gifts.
Yep.
Hunter and your sister.
Yep.
Speaking of, it's Hunter's birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
He's going to be 15.
Dun, dun, dun. Like,
nothing makes you feel older than realizing your kid is older.
Yeah.
I remember when he was 5, right?
I remember when he was like 11 when I first met him.
When you met him, right? Like you've seen, and that's the crazy thing with kids from like age 10 to 15, they change so much.
Yeah.
And change into like mini adults. It's like you've seen.
Yeah.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like suddenly, it just, I don't know when it happened. Here's this like 6 foot tall adult in my house.
So he goes from baby Groot to.
Right.
Teenage Groot,
but like taller.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So happy birthday to Hunter.
Yep. Happy birthday, Hunter.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Might be taking him to go see a movie or something.
Gotta
figure it out. Yeah. I don't know, dude.
This
time of year is always such a lull.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is. But you know, that's the way it is. That's the way the crumble cookies.
Yeah. I don't even like, I'm even ill prepared to talk about stuff that's like.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. This is a general sentiment right now. It's like, I don't know.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
Things Arlington Bridge is shut down, definitely. So.
Yeah, if you're in Winnipeg, we have this bridge. It's super freight. Like, we have lots of trains here. Tons of trains. And it's this super steep and long bridge over a train yard.
Yeah.
Isn't it based on a bridge that was over the Nile?
It wasn't supposed to be here. It was bought secondhand.
Yeah.
It was supposed to go over the Nile, but it was too small.
That's
too short
or
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it gives you an idea of how big this bridge is.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know about you, when I learned to drive, it's like, we're going down Arlington Bridge because you can just book it down because it is steep.
Yeah.
It's so steep that they make you stop.
They have two sets of lights.
Yeah, at the top of the bridge. But they did a assessment, and apparently it's not safe. So if Arlington, I think most people avoid Arlington Bridge anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of like, So if that's your route,
yeah, good luck.
You're changing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just came down. Yeah. Yeah, warming huts are starting to come out soon, but there's no snow or ice. Like,
yeah,
I don't
they've
know
started the, I guess the whatchamacallit for them to
the competition.
Yeah, to get them up and running. And
so, for people who don't know, we have one of the longest river walks in the winter. When it freezes over, eventually, they build this beautiful river walk with skating, and they have warming huts along the way, and they have a huge competition for the best designed warming huts to be. So that's kicking off, if that's an interest of yours.
Yes.
And yeah, otherwise it's Christmas parties.
Christmas, 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 Christmas.
You know what? I'm not, maybe because we don't have the tree up yet, but I'm not like total Grinch yet.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yet. I am a notorious Grinch, so it's going to happen.
It's all right.
I know. I'm getting better.
Yep.
I'm getting
Your
better.
Heart has grown. 2 times bigger.
So it's like instead of 1 inch, it's like 2 inches.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we should play some music.
Yes.
So I added this track today and I don't remember what it sounds like, but I must have liked it because I put it on the set list. But I'm looking at it now and I can't even remember.
So this is why I like your shows, because
they're chaos?
They're chaos.
I know. Well, usually I have a chance to at least skim the playlist and make a few adjustments. Like, I would have moved that Clarence Reed song to the end had I realized that it was that like fast paced, because there's more fast paced songs at the end, but I flubbed it. So, and I'm like, this song doesn't, it's by Syreeta, Syreeta.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I love every little thing about you.
Oh,
no, that's the name of the song.
Oh,
but I do love
it.
So I think this is a good song. It must be good if I put it.
It's got to be good.
Oh, God. Here we go. Bye.
Oh, she's a fine, fine, fine. Lord knows the show is fine. Gals, I can't help myself.
She's gonna do it. She's gonna do it.
Till the cows come home. And when my goose gets loose, she's gonna know I'll still be getting it on. I'm with him around town. Move it, move it. I'm gonna move it slow like a mill.
Gonna move it, girl.
I'm gonna love him funky, free, and foolish. I'm gonna do my take a look at that child. He's enough to drive a poor guy wild. Take him in, check him out. I'm gonna.
She's gonna love him. She's gonna love him.
I'm gonna scooby shooby doop all night.
Gonna love him, girl. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to lie till the sun rises, and when the clock strikes 12,
she'll help and call him.
Girl, she's a fine, fine, fine. Lord knows the show is fine.
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis.
I love her. Like, she's one of those artists I don't think about often, but when I do, I was like, damn, you are one funky lady. That is Shooby Doop and Cop'em.
Cop'em.
Cop'em. Before that was Sarita.
Yep.
Which I learned some great stuff about Sarita. I honestly thought that song was later.
But it's
like,
not.
More current. It's like from 72.
Yep.
And she was married to Stevie Wonder for like 18 months.
Damn.
Which is probably why the name, like, nothing. Yeah. Like 18 months. That's a flash in the pan. But yeah.
Yeah.
Sarita. I love every little thing about you. It just goes to prove that when I think I know a lot about music. No. No, bruh. It's this vast pool of stuff.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Right.
Crazy. We're just about done.
Yes, we are.
I've got a few more tracks to play you. The next one we're going to play. So we have a lot of records.
Yes.
Over 2,000 in our house, which is freaking insane. But when you have that many records, you try to keep them in some semblance of order.
Yeah.
We don't want to tell people what Daniel just did.
No. Which let's is. Not. Let's not. Let's just go. Next question. Next caller.
You decided to. We both had them alphabetical.
Yeah.
But it's so weird because we don't. Our records aren't entwined. Yeah. My records are my records. Your records. Which blows people's mind. But whatever. So the first half of the shelves are mine in alphabetical order. And the second half were yours in alphabetical order. But you are now trying to do it by genre?
Yeah, because it's like, I want to study jazz record. Like, I look through all my records.
You got to find a jazz artist. Yeah.
But like, there's my jazz in one section. But I don't have them in any order other than genre.
So when Daniel wants to listen to a specific record in your collection, it's hell to find
right now. So if I want to find Pink Floyd, Piper, The Gates of Dawn, I got to look.
You got to look at every single shelf.
It's not with the other four Pink Floyd records. It's
somewhere else. So anyway, when you have that many records, even when they're in order, they get misfiled.
Yes.
And I bought this record called Soul Is Pretty Purdy at a record sale, even before I met you. I bought it at a record sale at the Pyramid, and I paid like $15 for it, and it's worth a lot more. It's a great album, and it got misfiled for about 4 years. I kid you not.
Jeez.
I didn't find it until after we got together and we moved in. And I was like, holy frick, here it is. Like, I was starting to think that I imagined buying it.
Yeah.
Because I would look for it over and over and over again. And it was like nowhere to be found. Like, that's the second record I've had go missing. The first one was I had a yellow vinyl copy of Yellow Submarine.
Yeah.
And I stuck the record, like, I had the sleeve, but I don't know where the vinyl was.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, and then I found it one day, and you're just like, how do you lose a record? I'm like, well, this is me. But anyway, this record has been located in my collection. It is now in its correct spot. And now I find that I have other records that are misfiled. I can't find that Aries record I had. But anyway, so I'm going to play you a song from that album. This is Song for Aretha, and if we have time, we're going to play a track by a group called The Black on White Affair.
Ooh.
Pretty funky stuff. Soulful. Bold Soul Sister, Bold Soul Brother.
Oh, yeah.
We may. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
If time permits. Anyway, have a great weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy it. Enjoy those Black Friday sales. Pop on down to Vintage Vinyl.
Dun, 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 dun,
get some new platters for your platter player. And this is pretty... Or Bernard Pretty Purdy.
Bernard.
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 Aretha! 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 She's so sister. She's so sister number one.
Sister number one now, got the sand. Soul sister.